almost any hour of any day, you can turn on your TV and come face to face with people who play God. Who play God. I say play God because most, if not all, of these so-called faith healers you see on TV are so well versed by their counterparts, they can virtually have you rolling in the aisles and have you hysterically, and I underline the word hysterically, believing that these so-called chosen men and women have the actual gift of healing. I've seen it all over the land. I've watched them on TV and had my wits end unknowingly. My wits end unknowingly prepped for entry into the promised land. And all this took place before I was even saved. How do you spell gullibility? Now, I call the name of my message today the God players. The God players. People who play God. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving me this another opportunity to bring forth a message, Lord, that I pray will glorify your name. A message that will edify my Savior, your blessed Son, Jesus Christ. A message that people will be able to understand, that grasp onto, Lord, and to find the truths that they've been searching for. Help me, O God. Bless me. Give me due diligence, Lord. For I ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. Amen. Now, I have observed some of these, well, not only on TV, but in real life. Up close. 99% of them profess to be legitimate. 99% of them come from life's lowest common denominator. As a young Catholic myself, I permitted myself to be lured to an upstairs flat on a Nova Scotia Saturday night. I was only 15 at the time. Well, why not, I thought, why not? Might be fun. You see, I wasn't a believer. I was a Catholic. I was told what to believe, not what the Word of God said to believe. Might be fun, I thought. Less than half an hour into the service, this wild old lady climbed to her feet and loudly petitioned for God's Holy Spirit to enter into that room and set us all afire. Wow! Well, I want to tell you, when she repeatedly yelled louder and louder for God to send down the fire, that's when I started sniffing about and checking for smoke. Yes, I did. My lady friend with me tried to restrain me. You see, she belonged to this group. She tried to restrain me to my chair, but my mind was made up. Oh, yes. I don't know how many steps I missed on the way down to the sidewalk again, but when I hit the salty air of Jarvis Street in Halifax, I had only one thing on my mind: to make as much a distance between me and that room of horrors upstairs. Oh, yes. When my friend finally caught up with me about a half a mile later, she was smiling, you know, that Cheshire grin. And, yeah, that's it. Needless to say, our relationship had become strained. And I couldn't wait to get back to my Latin-infested Catholic church. At least to me, it sounded like down to earth. Oh, it's been said, each to his own, each to his own. Well, from that day forth, whenever I saw a church sign saying free healing upstairs or downstairs or anywhere else, this old boy was headed in the opposite direction. Oh, yes. Now, before I go any further, I want you to know I do believe in God. Oh, yes. And I believe in His healing power. Oh, yes, again. If, you got that? If it be God's perfect will. And I do believe in praying for healing. But there ain't nowhere in my Bible does it say that healing requires a song and dance. Nor does it say we have to fill the coffers for some hocus-pocus preacher to build a new swimming pool in his backyard. Oh, no. Somehow I always knew that someday, when I had lived my sin-filled life to the limit, and there wasn't anywhere else to turn, nor anything else to say, there was someone I had never really known knocking on my heart's door, on my heart's door. His name? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The healer of not just the flesh, but more importantly, the soul. The soul. When I began reading His holy book, then I realized, because of Him, the blind could see again. The lame could walk again. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Because of Him. Because of the Christ. All things are possible to them that believe. Jesus not only healed the flesh and gave it new life, but He also healed the soul, and it didn't cost you a single dime. Have you got that? It didn't cost you, and it still doesn't cost you a single dime to be healed of the flesh and of the soul. When Jesus the Christ walked the earth, He preached wherever He went and to whomever would listen. He also anointed His apostles to carry forth His great healing power. It didn't matter what the ailment, and in some cases, even raising the dead. The apostle had this gift, as we read in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, let's see, let's go to the book of Acts. Sure, why not? Acts 14. 14, 17, 16, 15. And here we are in Acts 14, verses 9 and 10. 14, 9 and 10. This is from the book of Acts. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. Verse 9, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Wow! Did Paul have the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Did he have the healing power? Well, I dare say so. Later on in Paul's ministry, the visible power of God's healing seemed to phase out somewhat. It wasn't gone now. It just seemed to go a little bit in the back. Meaning that God used individuals as being gifted with the power of healing. Oh, yes, He used certain individuals. They were anointed of God. They weren't some fly-by-night, gimme your money type. No, not at all. Not at all. We must understand that God's healing today is by way of faith and prayer, as outlined in the book of James, chapter 5. The book of James, chapter 5. Have you been in the book of James lately? Well, let's have a look here and see what we can see. There's John. Let's see, I just overshot it a bit. Just move me back here. Book of James, chapter 5, verses 14 to 17. Oh, listen to this. I love these verses. Just listen. And this is verse 15, if you're there following along. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. I love this last line. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. Lovely words right from the scriptures. Oh, man, they're just so comforting to know this. You know, we'll say, okay, well, I prayed and God didn't heal my affliction. So what do I do now? Well, I'll tell you what to do. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. The Bible says pray without ceasing. You know, you might not be healed today. You may not be healed next week or next year. And you may not be healed at all. But believe in God. And one day, whether here on the earth or up yonder in glory, the healing will take effect. The healing that you have so sought for will become a reality. And many of today's claims of healing, that is, many are out and out fraud. They are. Some healings are psychosomatic cures. Psychosomatic cures, right, of psychosomatic illnesses. Big words there, huh? Means the same thing, though. Psychosomatic. And grab on to the first part, psycho, okay? Anyway, they're psychosomatic cures of psychosomatic illnesses. Illnesses of the mind, maybe. While others, well, they're temporal, and border on psychological illnesses, which return, usually, after the excitement of the moment passes. You see, people can walk into an auditorium where there's a faith healer there, and they can listen, and they can close their eyes, and they can believe what he's saying. And they may feel a change coming over them. They may even roll on the floor or slouch in their seats or just lay on the floor. All sorts of things. I've heard of a church who tries to do everything else that's different from that. And I won't get into that. It's exciting, but it's not of God. Some may even be demonic, as outlined in Revelation 13, verses 12 to 14. Take a read of it. Revelation 13, verses 12 to 14. If any are genuine healings initiated by the holy will of God, if they must be attributed to one's faith and prayer and not in response to someone's gift of healing. Okay? Be careful. Be careful. Many of today's healings, if not all, cannot be verified. And once the procedure becomes vague in the hearts and mind of the individual, and they come down from their self-induced high, they soon discover they've not actually been healed at all. Not at all. The modern healing movement falls far short of the gift of healing in the New Testament. In many cases, so-called faith healers of today discover that once their patients come back to their senses, the problem quickly returns. However, their contribution to the local healing fund is non-returnable. You get the picture? Non-returnable. If you tarry outside a faith healer's auditorium and listen to those who had been witnessed to on the inside, you will most likely hear the phrase, "Truly a man of God." Truly a man of God, being bandied about throughout the parking lot as people come out and go their separate ways. At least until I get home to reality. You know, faith healers are always at the ready to engage potential non-believers, waiting to derail them at the exits. Ha, 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 sure. Come on, see this? I got a wart on my finger. Let's see you take it off. And it doesn't matter what you think or say. It's not our fault. Their faith is so weak. But as far as a wart goes, I don't know. What wrong can a wart do? Take it to your grave. When you hit glory, it won't be there anyway. So, what would be God's perspective on these counterfeiters who deal to heal, What would be God's perspective? Well, first of all, my God doesn't make deals with termites. And lastly, any healing from above has to be within, now get this, within God's perfect will. Any healing from above has to be within God's perfect will. Now, a lot of people say, well, I thought if you really believed in something with all your heart, and believed in God, and that He was a great healer and everything else, and you kept praying about that, He would heal you. Well, not necessarily. God heals whom He will heal. Some people He's healed who didn't even know they were going to be healed. You see, God knows your heart. God knows what's best for you. God knows what's happening tomorrow and down the road. Maybe God wants you to retain your affliction, so you can tell others, I'm praying about it, but, and here's the importance of all this, but if God doesn't see fit to heal me, I'm not going to give up on God. I'm still going to believe that He can do it. That's the kind of message God wants to hear from us. Dear God, please heal me of my affliction. But Lord God, if it's not Thy will, help me to bear it. Hey, there's one for you now. Help me to bear it. I'll tell you, the list goes on. There's just so many things out there, you just wouldn't believe half of them. Now, one such, and everybody's picking on this guy, and I can see why. One such phony healer in our midst is a guy called Benny Hinn. The wave of a hand and the falling over backwards is by all means not of God, but rather a sample of probably ring around the rosy and all fall down. Because they do fall down. They didn't recognize that lady in the wheelchair behind them, did they? Oh, they knocked her wheelchair. Oh, terrible, terrible. No, they make sure. You see, they rehearse these things, too. Awful. If such a person were to truly possess such healing power from above, then would he not enter, now get this, would he not enter into the homes and hospitals of the sick and dying and use such powers to heal the physically downtrodden? like the little children with twisted limbs, speech impediments, starvation. Come on. What about it, Mr. Hinn? Oh, what about it? There is a great lack of verifiable healings in spite of the claims of faith healers. Such so-called healed individuals, and a lot of them will leave an auditorium feeling refreshed. Hey, guess what? My arm isn't sore anymore. I think my rheumatism is gone. Hey, my arthritis is healed. Sooner or later, they discover that they really have not been healed at all. That's the status quo of the whole thing. Their experience may be akin to a child being overwhelmed by a rock concert. Sooner or later, the feeling subsides. Today's healing movement comes up short of the healing in the New Testament, where we read of great multitudes that were healed of every disease. Now, if we go to the book of Acts, Acts 5. Acts 5. Oh, where are you, Acts? Acts 5, I got butterfingers, I'll tell you that. I got butterfingers like you wouldn't believe. Acts 5, hey, there we are, 13. There's number 4. There's number 5. Acts 5, verses 15 and 16. 15 and 16. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. You see, healing back in those days was a common thing. But it was always through faith. Through faith. Through today's healing movement comes up short of that faith. That's why there are great multitudes who go into a healing program but come out only superficially healed. When the healing fails or ceases, then the victims are accused of having weak faith. Weak faith. Don't blame it on the healer. Blame it on the weak faith people. Many of the more prominent faith healers have been or are still heretics and are only after, guess what? The ungodly dollar. The ungodly dollar. In the end, their lives have been characterized by fraud, heresy, immorality, and financial scandal. Financial scandal. My friends, we must realize that any healing from on high has to be part of God's perfect will, and not the antics of some self-appointed fly-by-night glory-seeking preacher trying to make a name and a fast buck for himself. There you have it, folks. They're on the loose. They're not going to disappear until the Lord cometh. Oh, what a sorry day that'll be when these heretics, these liars, these money mongers have no more dominion over the weak and the ungodly. Because when a so-called faith healer pronounces a healing on a person who is not saved, and that person goes out into the streets and feels that he or she is healed, and the next day the healing is no more there, the affliction has returned, then what do they do? What do they do? Go back to the faith healer? Well, some of them do. In fact, many of them go back and give a few more bucks. Oh, well, your faith wasn't strong enough, they'll tell you. No, not asking you for more money, nothing like that. But, you know, if you want to serve the cause of Christ, you know, we'd appreciate a small offering. What's going on here? Is that a racket or what? Your elbow got tendonitis? Hey, let me touch it. How's that feel? Oh, that ointment I put on there really helped. Next day it's back again. More ointment, more ointment. But the basic thing here that reveals these so-called faith healers adamantly is the fact that they don't go into the hospitals, they don't go where the children are downtrodden, and show the reality of God's great gift, because they don't have it. You know, it's been said that a child will uncover the worst in anyone, because a child has an innocence that mankind, adulthood, does not have. So watch out. Do you want to do good for God? Then do it using His complete will and not your own. Pray for these people. You know, prayer is the strongest language we can use. Stronger than anything that we could ever face. Prayer, the power of prayer. Won't you let it work in your life? Won't you let it be a part of your future? And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, don't go to a faith healer and say, "Show me the way." They don't know the way. They'll lead you astray. Get on your knees. Close your eyes and talk to God the Father. Tell Him what's on your mind. And give your life over to Jesus Christ. Give your life over. Okay? Look, I want to thank you for listening. And I pray this message has been of some use to you, and that you've been informed in things that you perhaps didn't know a whole lot about. So, I'll say a quick prayer and then we'll say so long. Lord God, please help them to understand or to listen to this message again, that they may realize that there's a lot of fake healers out there. There are a lot of people after their money. Or if they have no money, after whatever they can get. Lord God, You are the great healer. You are the one. Help us, Lord, to realize that this is the truth. There's no other way except the Jesus way. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name I pray and ask these mercies. Amen.